On the phone with us right now is Dr. Mark Hirko from the Sharon Hospital. And, you know, we have been looking at the evolution of the Sharon Hospital ever since the New Vance was founded. And there's been questions that arise in the public about certain things that have happened. Hospital's been quick to respond, but the latest event that happened is a doctor decided to leave practice. And it's harder and harder to recruit doctors to our area. This is the doctor in Kent. So the folks in Kent basically are left holding the bag right now. So what I see as a good development this, and that is the immediate response to the Foundation for the Community Health and Sharon Hospital getting together. The leadership teams and the boards have partnered all together now to study sustainable healthcare models. And we welcome you, Mark. Thanks for joining us today. And this press release, it doesn't answer a lot of questions, but what it does is it provides a possibility for a framework for these questions to be addressed as they come up. So thanks for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about this partnership with the Foundation for Community Health.
Sure. You know, over the last few years, I mean, obviously, I wish we could have done better in regards to getting our message out in regard to how do we want to care for our communities. You know, there's always been some criticism that it appears at times that we as a health system or health systems in general will go fast forward and maybe not take into account communities' opinions or input, et cetera. And so for the last 18 months, we've actually been thinking about how do we get our messaging out? How do we get forward on this? How do we stay ahead of the message rather than always having to respond to a crisis like we had here, you know, in Kent? All of a sudden, we had somebody decide that they were going to move out of the area, which actually, when you only have practices of one or two people, you actually have trouble filling those practices. And so it really, everything tied in to us saying, look, you know, there's got to be a way where we can engage the community and work forward with things. And it's so interesting. On a parallel course, our board members who used to be members of the Foundation for Community Health approached us and they said, you know what, why don't we see if we can really see if the Foundation for Community Health wants to work with us, bringing in an outside objective consultant who's a specialist in rural healthcare and rural healthcare management, and see, are we on the right course? Are we doing it the right way? What primers can they give us? What standards can we gain from them to actually move forward in the future? And that really all of a sudden clicked and like, you know what, this is the way to go. Obviously, you know, this is going to be a project that'll be born over a period of time. And ours is just going to be a quick snapshot. But, you know, this is the way you engage the community. And, you know, at times there's going to be results that, you know, we're going to have to come out with stuff or possibly changes in the way we practice or offer health care to our region, which differs than the opinions of what people traditionally have wanted. But, you know, we are at a crossroads. COVID really accelerated a lot of the strain and a lot of the pressures that we saw before COVID into something where if we don't act now, I mean, we can't keep sustaining you know, millions of dollars of loss per month in regard to operations. So we're really about adapting positively to the changes in healthcare. And how do we, you know, get a quick snapshot with this company to focus more on a modern healthcare delivery model?
No, I think what makes it an even bigger problem is, of course, like you said, COVID has caused not only the hospital, but I know our business, just about every business, to reassess how to deal with things during the pandemic. But also at the same time, even though we're a small little radio station, we have reassessed in our planning ahead, taking from what we've learned and moving forward. And one of the things, we have a nice partnership with the Foundation for Community Health, to be transparent. They do underwriting with us, but on top of that, the Foundation for Community Health is such an asset that a lot of people don't know about in this community, how it takes its might and teams with, well, like New Vance Health, and other nonprofits in the area, and helps come up with solutions. Now, they don't always facilitate and get heavily involved, but the setup is the thing that's important here. And I think
sure.
that by setting this up with the Foundation for Community Health, once again, instead of being reactionary, you're going to look into the future, and obviously in today's world, not too far into the future because things change so drastically, but you're going to look where the hospital, correct me if I'm wrong here, I think the possibilities here are the hospital looks where it stands now, New Vance as a total organization also looks where they stand now, and the people that are brought in to take a look at what's going on will obviously look at it, adjust and see how it's going now, give you a report on that. And obviously, they're going to offer you options for how to handle things in the future, right?
Correct. And, you know, the one thing I wanted to reiterate to let everybody know, this is really not a community needs assessment. That's already been done. We are at that point now where we need help in regarding how you know, where is long-term medical care and the needs in rural areas like ours? Where is that going? And bringing in the specialist who actually is an expert on this, they can look at what our community strengths are, what where the weaknesses are, and how do we, using non-traditional methods and modern methods, actually really look at offering health care in the future. And you know, as you and I have had multiple conversations, you know, there's a reason why there's been, you know, three or four ownership changes in the last decade. You can't recreate what occurred in the past. And it just is not financially sustainable. And that's why everyone else has given up on that. We want to make sure a Sharon is here in the future. It may be a different Sharon hospital than what it was in the past, but it will actually be available to meet the needs of the community now and in the future. And that's where we want to go with this. And that's the heavy lift. And having this outside consultant come in, really giving us a snapshot to operationally help us out, kind of hones us down to say, okay, we're focusing in the wrong direction, or you know what, you're looking in the right direction, but you may have to tweak this, or you know what, if you can afford it, you know, as I was telling some of the people in our hospital the other day, yeah, if I had somebody who could offer me $30 million a year for the next 30 years, we wouldn't be having this conversation today, you know, because that would solve our needs, but we don't have that, and really, this is a good way to go, and we really want to really point out that, you know, this consultant is already, he's been here, or this group has been here for 2.5 weeks already, looking at all the finances. They're taking community input from the foundation people, from the board, from physicians, from community members that the foundation have brought up that would be good resources to check. They've actually looked at transcripts from town halls, our Zoom meetings that we've had in the past, state hearings. They're looking at all of that, looking at our interaction, really trying to get a good snapshot picture of how our relations are and how we need to go in the future. So I am encouraged about this. That, you know, you're nervous because, you know, what are the results going to be? You know, this is a 6 to 8 week snapshot. And then when they come with their results, we'll have to look at that and then see kind of are we looking in the right track and where do we need to go in the future with this? Because we can't keep going the way we're going.
Speaking of our hospital, and one of the great things about this is with the people out there that are listening saying, well, isn't the hospital wasting some money? No, this is the great thing about the Foundation for Community Health. This is what the foundation does. The funding for this has been awarded to the hospital by the Foundation for Community Health. And the Foundation for Community Health invests a lot of money in our tri-state region in a lot of different areas, and specifically for things like this. When something is needed, the funding's not there, the Foundation for Community Health funds it. That's what they do. That's after they fund it. They're not hands off. And I think that's what's so great about this. Now, one, this whole thing is complete. And obviously, the hospital and foundation will find it. We'll get the data first. But you are planning on releasing all this data to the public, right?
Sure. Well, what we have is we have an ad hoc committee of equal member or ad hoc committee with the foundation, our board members, and then leadership from New Vance. We'll actually see the report, and then we will then jointly come out with more communication. That's why the initial communication that went out the other day, actually we wanted to make sure that everybody was in town and it would come out not from us at New Vance making it look like a New Vance project, but actually that this was a community assisted type of thing. And we wanted to make sure that the foundation was intimately involved in this. So I want to really give kudos to Nancy Eaton and really pushing and working with us. I mean, we even applied for a grant to work with them because we're splitting the cost of this consultant coming through, which is a major major crux of, as you mentioned, you know, they're a major resource to help out when we want to move forward with things to really show that the community where it stands and where our needs are.
And what's great about this is it's an overall snapshot of the hospital. So a little piecemeal question won't be keep going up because it's going to be an overall snapshot. And it's going to show your positives as well as the negatives and where change has to be made.
Well, and that's the thing is, it may come down to say, you know what, you may need to adjust what you're doing, or, you know, as we have a thing called Project Pivot here, as we're cutting costs and rearranging the way the health system works. And we may have to pivot the way we are looking at healthcare in this area. And using Kent as a prime example, multiple times practices in that area, which have been there long term, have had to close, or other practices have come up. It's hard to sustain a focal practice in smaller communities just due to the distances and the lack of high volume. And, you know, we're going to work with Kent, their elected officials and the local officials, and look at other means of handling care, be it having centralized areas where people could come in and have virtual care, having a source of a rotating practice if need be, looking at, again, improving infrastructure for telemedicine and digital medicine, which is a major push throughout the United States today. But we have to start somewhere. And this is another thing, thinking out of the box to actually move forward with healthcare. And it's a shock to people because it's a change of, you know, traditionally you always drive up to a doctor and go through it. That's not medicine anymore. And just like at any war where you have, you know, as you say, you know, people have found, you know, technology tends to increase in rapid amounts during wars. COVID has been a war for us, and it has rapidly accelerated things. Telemedicine was less than 1% of all healthcare visits prior to COVID. During the height of COVID, it was up to 50% of all visits. Now it's running between 17 and 30%, and we expect it to even increase. It is now a very good part, or an integrated part, of our armamentarium. So I'm encouraged about how we can do this in this area, and then offer services where in the past we couldn't even come close to offering those. And one thing I do want to bring up too is, you know, what's different about having health or having New Vance involved in this is that we are a system. We are really good at recognizing what we can care for and what we can't care for. And when we do send people out in our own system for those health issues, they actually have very good results, come back to the community and actually utilize the resources of the community again, be it physical therapy, labs, testing, the seeing their doctors. That's what modern rural healthcare is all about. And we've got to keep improving upon that model.
I'm 68. I come from a time where if I went to my doctor and I needed to push out, I got it from my doctor. Now, as part of the change in the place of healthcare, which I think most people don't realize, now you go to a pharmacy with a card from your doctor to get your flu shot, to get shots like that. You have SVNA also give shots. So the whole dynamic is changing, not only for the hospital, but also for the individual practitioners, the doctors themselves.
Oh, it has. I mean, look how I started medical school in the early 80s. And everything was still handwritten. We were just a rudimentary computer program. Now, 98% of all healthcare has an EHR, electronic health record. And believe me, that's been the bane for all of us in regards to burnout and stuff like that. But you know what? That's the first iteration. Now you actually will have other companies come in to help you become more automatic, such as using artificial intelligence. maybe auto recording and taking bits and pieces of that information to create your record. Who would have thought that as soon as we drew tests or did anything, that the patient could digitally access those results as soon as the tests were completed? I mean, who would have thought that? In the past, you had to see your doctor to get those results. Now the government has mandated we got to have that out within 7 days. So you could see just that the rapid change that all this has had. And at the same time, we have to catch up in regards to healthcare. We at Nuvance have decided, well, we're going to try to get ahead of this, and that's why we're going to jump one level ahead and move forward with bringing our consultant in and work with the community, say, okay, here's where we're going to be 5 years, 10 years from now, and the only way we can make Sharon a long-term sustainable healthcare provider is to do the following, boom, 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 and then implement that plan. A lot of things may change. People may not be happy with the decisions we have to make, but that's the only way you're going to be able to sustain this. Otherwise, you're going to be recreating this whole cycle again with all their ownership, and you don't want any of that stuff. We want to keep moving forward, but again, we can't keep the model the way that we're going, and that's why we got to keep moving forward here.
Once again, the news that we've talked about today is that the Sharon Hospital and Grants Health Foundation is now putting together and bringing in an expert to be able to take a look at healthcare and what support medical needs in the Northwest Corner of Jason are going to be. And those results will be in the public mark. Once again, always thank you for your availability to come on here and explain what's going on in the region. And I'll probably be speaking to folks from also the Foundation for Community Health. But once again, thanks for joining us today on Lavender Radio.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, I want to also give a shout out to our local politicians. We actually gave them a little foreknowledge of all of this a few days before, which, again, we want to get ahead of this messaging. And they were very appreciative, and we've gained support in some other initiatives that we're working on. And, I mean, this is the way we engage the community, and this is the way we engage and how we want to move forward. So hopefully we can keep this up.
Thank you.